The Marine Corps and the Office of Naval Research are reviewing the results of this year's Agile Bloodhound operation. The exercise wrapped up about a month ago in the Pacific Rim. John Moniz is program manager at ONR. On Pentagon Solutions today, he explains the mission of Agile Bloodhound and what the exercise included this year.
Agile Bloodhound is a technology demonstration that my department here at ONR, Expeditionary Warfare, runs every year to integrate some of our new and at times not that mature technologies to show a possible way ahead for the acquisition community so that they can make plans for future capabilities that we can get in front of them. Additionally, we work directly with some Marine Corps operators, and they give us some really good feedback about what is useful and what is not, and we get a good level of detail, which helps guide our future work.
This year's operation, October 15th and 16th at Marine Corps Base Hawaii, and you focused in this operation on handheld devices and automation software to support logistics delivery. What in particular were you trying to look at, or was it just an operation to see, hey, we have these assets, let's see what we can do with them?
Well, what we're really trying to do is show a higher degree of capabilities to both the operators and the acquisition community as we bring in more pieces. We're working on this general concept that started as calling ISR to C2, being intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance information to command and control, which we've done the past couple of years, and to try to get more timely, accurate information in front of the warfighters, at the same time trying to relieve their information, what we call information overload, by tailoring the information content to what they actually need. This past October, we added the logistics element of this to the operation to try to show the operators the value of bringing in real-time logistics information, and at times down to pretty low echelons. In the future, working with the logistics researchers here at ONR, we plan to make this more of a two-way operation where logistics needs are automatically understood by the system and provisioned based on priorities. At the same time, the overall operational commander has a very good view of what the entire situation is, including the logistics picture.
I'm struck by the real-world attitude that you took toward this. Your website says Agile Bloodhound included both live and simulated scenarios in which Marines were faced with unforeseen obstacles, such as a downed tree blocking a roadway. I think a lot of testing and a lot of thought goes into the huge, catastrophic, warfare-like scenarios that people might find themselves in, and yet this is a real-world thing that one wouldn't necessarily think the military's planning for. I thought that was very interesting that that was a direction that you chose to go.
Yes, as we talk, you know, as we get these capabilities in front of the warfighters and also the acquisition community, because ultimately we want this to go into a real fielded system, we feel it's important that, for example, if we're doing, as we did this year, did the logistics scenario, okay, we planned, the logistics planning system is planned to route out to deliver some needed stuff to the Marines forward, then all of a sudden the route's blocked. So how does the system adapt to this? And how do we fulfill the mission as best we can, given the change?
The Office of Naval Research cites three technologies that were the highlights of this year's Agile Bloodhound, John. One of them you've already talked about, the command and control for logistics technologies. Tell me about the mobile modular command control of communications piece of this. What kind of technology you used and what you hoped to get a sense of?
Yes, the mobile modular command and control and communications is our representation of some earlier technology that we transitioned to Marine Corps Systems Command and is now fielded in the form of the Networking on the Move program, which is a mobile communications gateway with a satellite communications link that operates while the vehicle is moving, and also has secure terrestrial communications for various warfighting functions that can be delivered off that gateway vehicle. to remote staffs within, you know, say a few hundred yards, so that they can operate as they wish, but they still have connectivity back to higher echelons through the satellite communications, and they are able to exchange information securely between their staff vehicles and the communications gateway.
John Moniz is program manager at the Office of Naval Research, and another of the technologies that you worked with in this year's Agile Bloodhound is serverless chat, group messaging, and content sharing systems. And that seems like the very most personal kind of information that you can use. What was significant about the fact that what you tested this year was serverless, John?
We have to look at reality in our military networks that systems such as chat, email, and file delivery systems are based on a server architecture. And in reality in military networks is we may not always have connectivity back to the server. So if you're in a traditional system, for example, chat, where your connection to the chat's cut off, you get nothing. So what we're trying to do is deliver some peer-to-peer capabilities that allow us to continue our chat sessions once if the server's cut off, and continue to operate as much normal as possible. And then when connection to the server is restored, we're able to resync all the information efficiently over our tactical networks. So it's really just a way of continuing operations given the nature of military networks and military operations.
The website says, last year at Agile Bloodhound, Marines showed how the integration of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets could get the right information to Marines on the front lines at the right time. This year's demonstration added logistics to the mix, and we've talked about some of the reasons for that. Why did you think that logistics was the next logical progression for you to work with and test this year, John?
Well, logistics is one of the essential battlefield capabilities that any operation needs. And as you know, working with our colleagues and the and with the acquisition and operational communities, we determined that it would be very beneficial to link up the operational command and control system with the logistics command and control system, so that information shared. Operational commanders have a full picture of what's going on the same screen instead of having to go to different areas of the command center, and that we're able to look toward the future and automating more capabilities based on the operation and logistics needs that are generated as the operation progresses.
You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, John, that some of the technologies that you use are immature. When you use those immature technologies, how do you measure what your expectations will be, and how do you determine whether you've been successful with them or whether there's something that still needs some more work?
Typically, when we use more immature technologies, yes, absolutely, expectations is an important factor, because the worst thing we can do is put something that doesn't work in front of an operational warfighter. And they may never want to talk. I mean, this is an exaggeration, but they may never really want to talk to us again.
No, I can understand that.
So the key is that we need to have a lot more technical support to make the things operate. We have to have a really good, well-planned out integration session so that we know how these immature capabilities are going to work in our demonstration. So we do a lot of work up front. We have a lot of technical support on hand.
Final question, and this isn't necessarily directed just toward this year's Agile Bloodhound, but it may be how you want to answer it. At the end of each, how do you determine what you've taken away as far as lessons learned and what you want to go to next year? I'm thinking particularly about adding logistics in this year and wondering, at the end of last year's Agile Bloodhound, did you say, well, next year we should do that because it seemed like the next logical thing? Or is there kind of a research or interpretation of results before you determine how you're going to move forward?
There are actually two parts of it. The first one is we have some pretty intensive surveys for not only the operational Marines that work with us during the demonstration, but also for our stakeholders who attend from the resourcing and acquisition communities. So we get some real live feedback, saying, okay, this is what we like, this is what we didn't like, this is where what you should continue and where we recommend going. So we get all that captured. Also, on the other side of it is, yes, we do look and say what would make sense from the way we understand, the acquisition and operational communities, and also what is becoming possible in the S&T community, what we control, to try to demonstrate next year. So, for example, we're starting to talk about how do we bring in some of the fire control and targeting work into next year's demonstration and bring that part in.